This podcast is a member of the Progressive Podcast Network. If you like what you hear, go on over to newmediarevolution.org, where you'll find other like-minded podcasts and soon blogs and vlogs. Progressive Podcast Network at newmediarevolution.org. Variety is the spice of life.
Radio First Turner, Iraq. This is Dave Rabbit, from Saigon to the desert sand.
And everywhere beyond and in between.
Hard acid rock music and good times for the American men and women on the front lines. Radio First Turner, Iraq. Coming soon to a war near you.
Hey buddies, what's up? Godless Kinzer here, podcasting to you from LSA Anaconda near beautiful sunny Balad, Iraq. It's been another week, and you know what that means? It's time once again to hunker in the bunker for another episode of Watch It Burn. Watch It Burn is dedicated to the memory of Sergeant Brian Brewster and all of our comrades who have fallen, from the militia of Captain John Parker to the soldiers of today. Welcome back, folks. Before I dig too deeply into the subject matter that's probably going to get me my ticket to Gitmo, I just want to apologize for the last episode once again. If it were a Friends episode, I would call it The One That Sucks. But then again, that could be the subtitle of every Friends episode, in my opinion. Well, except for the ones that included Marcel, the humping monkey. Those ones were funny, I have to admit. There's something about a monkey ferociously humping anything he gets in front of him that I think is quite hilarious. But the best part to me was the fact that they never showed it, leaving it to your imagination to just how horrible it possibly was. But that's not the reason why I'm making this podcast, is talk about the Friends episodes that were good. I want to delve into the topic that has sprung to my mind by hearing just one song. This entire episode is going to be dedicated around just this one song, which I will play in its entirety and parts all through this broadcast. And it's not just a podcast anymore, by the way, it is also a broadcast. I have received word that one of my episodes has been broadcast by shortwave across the eastern seaboard a few days back, and that's kind of cool to find out that I'm not just on the electronic superhighway, I'm also being broadcast out into the ether, into the nebulous reaches between the molecules of the air. So, I am in a rare spirit tonight because I have found a song that just, it moves me. Whenever I hear this song, I feel this tug inside of me like I'm part of something greater than just myself. And honestly, I didn't feel that any other time in my life except on few occasions. When playing in the symphony in high school, I felt that I was part of something that was greater than the sum of its parts. The first time I sang with a really rousing cadence while marching in a formation in basic training, I felt that too. And when my sons were born, when I married my wife, I felt like I was part of something greater than just myself. And the song is called Heroes from Our Past by the band Dropkick Murphys. And as many of you will realize, I am very fond of punk rock. And to a large extent as well, the acid rock of the late 60s, early 70s. Because of the spirit of resistance that was embodied in so much of it. Not as outright, not as vocal about it, I should say, as Dropkick Murphy's song Heroes from Our Past is, but I think it's largely due to the fact that I am an American who's interested in our history and has studied it at length, but I also think that perhaps it's the small bit of Irish blood that's in me from my grandmother is stirred by hearing these tales. So, it brings me to the topic of this week's broadcast / podcast that is a subject near and dear to my heart, and that is the spirit of resistance, the revolutionary spirit. Have we Americans lost it, or is it still dormant in there somewhere? You know, do we still have the spirit within us that Captain John Parker embodied when he told his militia at Lexington, "Stand your ground, don't fire unless fired upon. If it's a war they want, it's a war they shall have, but let it begin here." That spirit within us, as Americans,
that says, enough, this will not stand, this far and no more. A spirit that has led men and women throughout history to stand up and risk everything that they hold dear to have their freedom, defying, in many cases, defying what seemed to be insurmountable odds, and many martyrs to the cause of freedom and to liberty have given their lives so that we enjoy what we have today. I think it's especially important to remember as we have become a culture that is so numbed by trivial media, by pop culture, by fast food that slowly poisons us, you know, and just things in our water, things in our air that just makes us dumber, literally retarding our mental processes. Damn neighbors again. And I have to say that I believe that spirit is not dead, that it is merely just dormant, and that something will happen that will push us to say once again, no more. So without further ado, I'd like to begin by starting with the first segment of the song. Ancient or the modern workers' struggle that inspires men to stand up for their rights. Gotta love it. It's just been with us throughout our history, ever since the first autocratic cave dude, the first tribal chieftain, tried to tell people, hey, you're gonna do this, and push the limits too far, and they brained him with a rock. I'm not quoting any historical evidence or anything, but I think human nature kind of allows us to kind of infer that that's the type of thing that would have happened. I mean, geez, the lyrics of this song, you know, should we fall down by the wayside in this ever-changing world, we can look back to these heroes from our past. With their staunch determination and ferocious iron will, no tyranny would quell them in their task. Oh, it's a spirit that is largely forgotten. And I would say suppressed, you know, too much of the you have to go along to get along mentality is being, I wouldn't say forced on us, but insinuated upon us in an insidious whispering campaign, subconscious, subliminal aspect of our culture that compromise is the best way to do anything. And it, to an extent it is when you're dealing equitably with people who share mutual interest, you know, or not mutual interest, but common ground, then yes, by all means, compromise is a decent way to do it. When you're talking about dealing with somebody who would try to take away your rights, your liberties, and your freedom, you cannot compromise your liberty. So let's just get on to the next segment then, shall we? And looking to the future, we can see a better place where we can shake the yoke of tyranny for all. I think Dr. Franklin would have agreed with the sentiment of the song. Maybe the music would have been a little harsh for him, but I think he and Mr. Madison and Mr. Jefferson, Mr. Washington, General Washington, and to a lesser extent, Mr. Adams, though he didn't really agree with the principles of freedom for all, because he was an economic aristocrat, believing that America should be run by a wealthy elite. As we can see, he was a forefather of one of the modern conservative movement. Those that believe that that an aristocracy is the natural way of doing things, and that such an aristocracy should be based on a person's accumulation of wealth, because, of course, the accumulation of wealth to them indicates that the person obviously has some, to them, obviously has some superior characteristics and makes them more fit to lead, even if that person did not earn the wealth but was merely inherited it. For some reason, they believe that that would count as evidence of them being a better person, which, excuse me, I believe is, well, basically, if it's inherited wealth, then it would be a hereditary dynasty and thus hereditary aristocracy, which is what we fought against to begin with. With swords drawn to defend to these noble-hearted men. Which is a testimony that, as was our tradition and our history for so long, force was used only to defend. Not in unprovoked attack, but merely to defend. And that is one of the reasons why so many of our battle flags of our revolution feature the rattlesnake, because the rattlesnake is, in my opinion, it is a very noble creature. It strikes to its, it attacks only out of necessity, only when it needs to eat to survive or when it is threatened, and it does not strike without giving warning first. And that is why so many of our battle flags had the rattlesnake with the legend, "Don't tread on me." Basically expressing the intent that we will not harm you unless you harm us first. But know that we will fight to kill if you press us to do so. And I think that that is, I don't like the fact, as Dr. Franklin disliked it, that we have the eagle as our national symbol. It's a beautiful bird, and it's quite impressive and quite awe-inspiring to see them in flight. As I have on a number of occasions growing up in the Northwest, I've seen bald eagles in flight, and they truly are a majestic, beautiful bird. But they swoop down without warning and attack their prey that way. And Dr. Franklin didn't think that that was all that noble. And so he had suggested the wild turkey. And I forget what his reasoning was behind it, but I can guarantee you that no turkey has ever attacked anyone unprovoked, except in extremely, extremely rare circumstances, I am sure. And, man, wasn't that just a rousing chorus? Just was amazing, you know, with swords drawn to defend to these noble-hearted men. And then, of course, the old Irish battle cry, "Fuinne na Balach," "Clear the way," which is just an expression of the willingness to fight to uphold those ideals and to defend what is dear and sacred and to fight for the right. Under perilous conditions, with more of a success, they left behind the lives that they once led. And by virtue of their fortitude and single-minded strength, they cleared the way for the people of today. Under perilous conditions, with small hope for success, they left behind the lives that they once led. And by virtue of their fortitude and single-minded strength, they cleared the way for the people of today. It's amazing to me that, well, I guess it's not amazing to me when you think of the history and how many times it's happened, but just the fact that there are some among us who value principle and value their liberty so much that they are willing to risk everything. And so many of us forget, when we think of the founding of our republic, that our founders were not just the men whose names are in the history books. Our founders are every man and woman who left their farm, left their family, and picked up their rifle, you know, picked up their deer rifle, their squirrel gun, and said, "I'm with you. This will not stand. I have had enough." And joined the struggle, and joined the fight. And of course, they had the clear the way, the bringing back the Irish battle cry, of course, into it. It's, I don't know, I hear that passage from the song and I literally get a little misty-eyed, because it just is that moving to me. So when we look back to our ancestors, respectfully we hark and thank the men whose struggle broke the chains. It's a long road up ahead of us, let's forge on while we're strong and leave the mark of honor once again. It moves me, and I think it should move you as well. If you think about it, if you value what has been done in the past and has given us so much of what we enjoy today, and it's not something that you can take for granted, it's not something that is without a price, it's not something that is without a responsibility to maintain it and to be ever vigilant and jealous of it. Liberty is something that we should be fiercely jealous of, and we should never forget that government is our servant, not the other way around. The government is by the people. That, as Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, that a just government derives its authority from consent of the governed. We give our consent. We are the employers of our government, and we and those in our government should never forget that. And just to listen to that and to hear that let's forge on while we're strong and leave the mark of honor once again, it reminds me that we should not cheapen the sacrifices of those who've come before us by allowing what they fought so hard for, what so many of them gave their lives for, to simply slip away because it would be too inconvenient or too hard for us to fight to keep it. So next we have that wonderfully rousing chorus. Oh, love it. And then we get into the final segment, which pretty much speaks for itself. How could those lyrics, or that music, or the combination thereof not stir you? And who knew bagpipes and flute could rock like that? Honestly, it's just a wonderful sentiment. As a song, I just find it incredible. Whenever I hear it, it just moves me nearly to tears. I literally do get a little misty-eyed whenever I hear it. And there, when I first heard it, the first night I heard it, I put it into my PDA so I could listen to it as an MP3, and I literally had it on repeat, just that song, for about 2 hours, until I pretty much had it memorized, and just, still, it still has that effect on me. And, oh good, they're powering down the AGPU, the Auxiliary or Aviation Ground Power Unit that they use to put electrical power and hydraulic pressure through the aircraft when it's not under its own power, so they can perform tests and whatnot. But anyway, I just have to say, I'm glad I could share that song with all of you. And since I don't have Since I haven't received any cease and desist orders yet for the use of any of the music, I'm assuming that until I am told otherwise, the owners of whatever rights to it are fine with me playing it just the once. That's one of the reasons why I haven't used the same bumpers over and over and over again. I am fairly confident that the band Dropkick Murphys would be content, I wouldn't say happy or ecstatic or whatever, but I think that they would be all right with me using this in this context because of the general tone and spirit of the song itself. And what, in my humble opinion, I dare say is rather thoughtful analysis and commentary. So, as usual, I'm just going to tell everybody, if you enjoyed the show, hey, go ahead and go on over to my website, godlesskinzer, KINSER.com, and you'll see what other things have put a B under my bonnet. And you can also make a donation if you'd like to support me by clicking on the Amazon Honor System box on the right sidebar there. Anything from $1 to $50, and every amount is appreciated. So if you feel that you'd like to leave a comment for me, you can either email the show at watchitburn, one word, at godlesskinzer, KINSER.com, or you can leave a fax at 120-MUT-ANUS. I can't remember the number, so I remember the horrible phrase that it spells out. Yes, that's MUT-ANUS, as in dog's butthole. And then if you'd like to leave a voicemail comment, you can call my toll-free number at 1-888-82-REVOLT. So you just please bear with me. It's 3:59 in the morning here as I'm recording this. So feel free to call the voicemail, leave a comment, and that's going to be it for this week, folks. So I'll leave you with the rest of that, Heroes from Our Past by the Dropkick Murphys in its entirety. Enjoy. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Take care. Oh, yeah, a couple more things before I go. I want you to go to cernosir.com, radiofirstterminer.com.vn, the notyoursoldierproject.org. I think it's just notyoursoldier.org. Anyway, just go and check out all the links on the right sidebar on my website, godlesskinzer, KINSER.com, and support the people that I have links to there. You'll love the stuff that they do and the things that they have to say. And calls from listeners. Here we go.
Hey, Gus. This is Juan Wenxia from the blog. Happy whatever, and hope you're safe. And I finally got through. And the stream's foggy. It's 22:39 Pacific Daylight Time. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Hi, I think this is the voicemail. I'm not sure because I was rushing and doing 10 things at once. I just wanted to say be well, always, and I just wanted to say hi. I'm Druid, by the way, and just wanted to see how you're doing and say hi. I love your emails, and that last one you just said, yoga never made me angry, but a lot of people who do it irritate the hell out of me. That was hysterical. Anyway, cheers. Always be well. Talk to you later.
Try. for success. They left behind the lives that they once led. And by virtue of their fortitude and single-minded strength, they cleared the way for the people of today.